Hello, hello. This is Brandon Lynette, your mindset coach and favorite podcast host, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. How many of you bitches say that with me? How many of you say it with me? I know we all have it memorized. It's fine. Okay. Make sure you jump into my episode notes. We've got the Listen Bitch donation button up there. In case you guys want to throw a couple bucks to support my mushroom coffee slash chai tea habits, feel free. BrandonLynette.com is where you sign up for my books and sign up for my newsletter. Make sure you're setting me to favorites. Okay. Some people aren't getting messages. That means I'm going to spam. And then if you're looking for some daily journal prompts, you're going to get into my Listen Bitch Facebook group. And then if you want the daily Bible reading schedule, that is in my Bible study for a badass group. Okay. If you do listen to my Microdose Mondays, we've got a link there for you and my favorite, nootropic coffee. I don't think it's really coffee. Like, it's not traditional coffee, and I call it coffee, but I don't think that's what it is. It's so good. But all the links are there. Okay. So let's dive into Wealth Check Wednesday. Okay, babies. We are going to talk about how you can use your personal brand to turn passion and knowledge into something that will make you money. Okay. We're talking about outside streams of revenue, okay? Multiple income sources. And we definitely want to get in that market of residual income, right? So that's like going to be your books. I still have a residual check from a network marketing company. There's lots of investments you can make that can turn into a residual income. There's a lot of money making opportunities out there. I know what has worked for me. I know what my passion is. And I know how I want to serve people. So we're going to talk about some of the key steps, and I'll dive a little deep in some of these because I don't know how much you guys know. So we're just going to be like, this is day one on what we need to do. Okay. Because you need the personal brand. I know I've talked about this on a Wealth Check Wednesday. So if you don't know what you want to do for business, then you start here. You start here. Let's go through some of these tips. Okay. The first one is that you want to identify your niche. Okay. You want to focus on an area where your passion and expertise intersect. You want to research your target audience and understand their needs. A niche is like a specific segment of a market. Okay. A little chunk of people that focus on a particular product or service or audience. Okay. This is where your unique skills, your interests, and the needs of the specific group actually come together. And the way you discover this, okay, if you're like, what? I get that, but I just don't understand what is my niche, okay? Like, I'm a female mindset coach. I've been helping women take massive responsibility for where they are and become the hero of their own story for a lot of years now, okay? That's what I do. And that's why I've brought you into this space. Of how I've helped you, because I'm talking to the people that are where I was a couple of years ago, right? That's kind of what you do. And the best way for you to discover your niche is to start going through some self-reflection. You want to identify your passions, your interests. What topics do you really like to talk about or learn about? Even when I'm discussing people wanting to have a guest spot on my podcast, my first question is, what can you talk about passionately for 30 minutes? Like, no one can interrupt you. You could just 30 minutes TED talk the fuck out of something. That's probably really important area for you to look into. And then obviously you want to look into like those existing markets, identify the gaps where your interests align with the actual needs of a potential customer. So you can do like keyword research, checking out social media. You can even peep out Google Trends. Okay. Probably the last thing I do is like check out Google Analytics, and I'm terrible about that. Ask me why my podcast isn't making money right now. And that's part of it. That right there is part of it, not getting in to the Google Analytics and all of those trends. So learn from my mistake. And then you want to find your target audience to find who you want to reach. Consider like demographics, interests, and even challenges that they face. A lot of times I am talking about being a parent, I'm talking about having kids. And so I'm not always relatable to people that don't have kids, right? Which is kind of odd because I do have a lot of people on here that don't have kids. Isn't that wild? It is wild. And evaluate your competition. These people that are in the niche, what do they offer? And the magic is in how you can differentiate who you are. And then you start by offering content or a service in your niche. And then you get feedback. And that's how you grow and adjust to the needs of your audience. and you definitely want to balance your interests with market demand, right? Ensure there is potential to make the money here. Passion versus profit, okay? And I know that, I don't know why I'm getting all choked up here, you guys. I don't know why I'm getting choked up. But the next really important key step is to develop your brand identity. So you want to create a strong, authentic, personal brand, okay? This includes defining your values, setting up your mission. And then, you know, if you're going to be selling stuff, you need to have a USP. And so if we're talking about how do we discover and develop brand identity, there's a few side steps to this. Okay. You want to define your purpose. I started this because I needed someone like me to tell me that no one was coming to save me. Right. I needed someone to say, Brandon, you have to take responsibility and you have to heal this trauma and you have to work through this shit. Every day in life is going to be a growth process. I needed that. I solved a problem for myself and I started talking to myself with the real truth, not the toxic positivity, not telling people what they wanted to hear, not keeping them stuck in the toxic loop, but actually saying, like, you get to become your own hero. So you want to clarify why you're doing this and what problem you're solving or what value you're providing. So every day that I show up in my space, I am serving something that I've needed in my lifetime, something that I wish I could have heard, or I wish I had someone, you know, just kind of in my ear every single day that was relatable. I love listening to like Zig Ziglar, right? Incredible. He's one of my mentors, like the top of the list, if anyone was going to ask me. I love listening to him, but at the end of the day, he's not a mom. And sometimes that real life didn't translate for me. Okay. And a lot of things apply, like they're blanket statements, they're blanket ideas, but at the same time, it's just having someone relatable. So I became that something I needed. Okay. You want to know who your audience is. You have to understand who they are, their preferences, their needs, and their pain points. At one point, I literally wrote out everything about them, how old they are, how many kids they have, how many times they've been married, what they've gone through, what their personal struggles are. You have to know who you're talking to. And that keeps you, as we get into one of the steps here of building an online presence, it keeps you from losing your mind because you're not talking to the whole world, okay? You're talking to one person. That takes off a lot of pressure when you're starting to create content. And you want to get to your core values. What are the principles that are going to guide your brand? Core value is something that I'm very proud of, the fact that I am authentic here. I will never show up fake in this space. Like, you guys get the real truth from me, no matter what it is, no matter how messy it is, how beautiful it is, how crazy it is. That's it. So part of my core value is that I'm not going to lie to you guys. This should resonate with the people that you're going to be working with, and it should reflect your mission. I want you to be your own hero, and I'm not going to tell you bullshit stories on how to get there. There is no hack. Okay. The only way to get through it is to go through it. You don't go around it. It just doesn't happen like that. And really get your voice out there. You want to have a consistent tone. You want to get consistent with your style and the way you communicate. Are you going to be formal? Are you going to be casual? Are you going to be playful? Are you going to be a little bit blunt and sometimes saucy? And I know I piss people off sometimes. It doesn't matter. You choose what your brand voice is going to be. The whole idea of my message is I don't sugarcoat it. It's going to hurt. And sometimes it hurts a lot, but it's worth it because on the other side of pain is growth. On the other side of pain is beauty. And then you want to start coming up with those messages, you know, develop the key messages that are going to convey your brand's messages, mission, and values. So even if that is like a tagline, even if that is a description, whatever that looks like, and continue to test what you're doing. Give room for things to grow, right? We talked about perfection yesterday because we have this innate desire to control everything around us. You got to kind of release control and be able to be messy. Okay, so you're going to want to start building that online presence. So you're going to want to use social media. You want to use blogs. I mean, those are still really popular here. You're going to want to have a personal website. You could check mine out at brandonlynette.com, kind of see how everything goes, check out all the tabs, have fun. But you want to share content that reflects your expertise and engages your audience. And make sure you are engaging with them. You know, foster a community by interacting with people, responding to comments, soliciting feedback. Building relationships is crucial. Crucial. I can talk today. And then, I mean, there's so many different streams of income that you can offer when you start to really step into branding who you are and what you're going to do. Like, you can do the online courses, you can do ebooks, you could do coaching, you can do affiliate marketing, you could do content creation. All of these things are an option, and you just have to get solid on who you are and what your brand is, because your message translates to all of these, all of them. Like, who you are at your core is who you will be through all of these processes, right? And you want to start connecting with other people that are doing what you do to expand your reach, to gain the credibility, to be able to see, you know, what it looks like in real time. And never stop learning. Never stop learning. Stay updated in whatever your niche is, refine your skills, and then adapt your strategies based on what your audience is saying. When you combine your passion with branding engagement, this is how you create a sustainable and profitable venture. I've got so many people, when I was doing the TikTok lives, like staying live for hours, which I think is a great idea. And if you can do that, I highly recommend it. Absolutely. Because that was a huge community. There was a lot of feedback. What was happening is that people were getting their followers and not sure how to monetize after that, not sure what to do with the people. So it's a matter of making sure you're solid in who you want to be in that space, and then seeing how you want to serve the people by creating your brand, by showing up as you. And I'm going to tell you guys, there's nothing that makes this easier than showing up as who you are, like your authentic core self. There is no work for me to show up and do a podcast episode because I don't have to fake anything. I don't have to overthink it. I wing it and fuck it all the time. Like, it is just who I am, so I can have the conversations. If you're going to be fake and you're going to put on this whole persona, and I see this happening in a lot of creators, it definitely comes through as fake. And it's a struggle for people that are out here trying to bring authenticity, to be relatable. You've got the Instagram princesses that are going to make sure, you know, when you compare, that you ultimately feel miserable unless you're doing, buying, being, and acting how they are. That's the life that you should be creating. And it's just tough. It's so exhausting to be fake. I don't care who you are or what you do. Even if you are listening to this because you love my everyday episode and you're like, Brandon, I don't give a fuck about another stream of income. I don't care about money, whatever. Okay. Even if you're not in it for that aspect on Wealth Check Wednesday, I am telling you that being fake is exhausting. It is exhausting. And you don't have to be immature about shit. Okay. You don't have to be immature about shit. There's a lot of people in my life that I have to see once or twice a year that I have to get up the energy to just like be fake. And it takes me a day of preparation and like 2 days of recovery of just like, wow, that's exhausting. It's exhausting to be fake. And there's always that question of like, when is the truth really going to come out? Like, being who we really are, you know? And I think there is a level of respect that comes in to being fake, especially if like we're talking about interacting with other people's family members or, you know, even sometimes in the workplace, there are moments where I have to bite my tongue, right? I have to bite my tongue. But who I am at the core of when I'm working and what I'm doing, I just don't have the energy. I don't have the energy to be fake. I don't have the energy to pretend that everything's always amazing and I have this whole toxic positive mindset down. Life is messy. Life is messy. And the more we're chasing that perfection, the more we're chasing that fake aspect of reality, the further away from who we're meant to be, we are. And that is my passion. That is what I really, really want to inspire you to do, is to just step into the person you're meant to be. That's it. And so everything we've ever talked about in every episode before this, that is what your brand is. That is who you are. Coming up with those little habits for little things, little life changes, that's what makes you who you are. Doing things out of self-love, doing the journaling, putting in the work, being willing to get closer to Christ, being willing to let go of your ego, being willing to, move your body, exercise, feed yourself right, eat clean, show up happy, show up healthy, be willing to do the work to be mindful, heal the trauma. All of this peels away layers until you get to the core of who you really are. And who you are is someone that people need. Am I clear? Brandon Lynette is not enough for everybody. Zig Ziglar, not enough for everybody. Mel Robbins, not enough for everybody. Tony Robbins, not enough for everybody. We need you to step in your potential because some of you don't even know who the fuck I was just talking about, right? So you listen to something like the Listen Bitch podcast, and every single day you get these nuggets, you get these aha moments, and you're like, fuck yes, that's what this should be like. That's what I want to do. I want to stop being so reactive. I want to step into my power. I want to make some extra money. I just want to be a good mom. I want to be a good spouse. I just want to feel happy in my own skin. And you start peeling back all these layers to become who you're really meant to be because the world needs you. The world needs you. You have magic to give. You don't need to be Brandon Lynette that has a podcast or has some books out. You need to be whoever you're going to be and be willing to put out content that you know people are going to need. It is possible. Take advantage of the social media craze while it's available. I mean, I don't know if you saw my Facebook stories or not, but TikTok's getting pretty serious with the shit they're paying me. Okay? It's getting serious. There's so many potentials for just earning and growth out there. I want you to step into that. Be willing to get a little uncomfortable to have something a lot different and so that your life doesn't look the same a year from now. You know? You don't want to be stuck in the same place. And the easiest way to get to where you want to be is just be who the fuck you are. I love you, bitches. I'll see you tomorrow.